the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني.
In this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Perhaps you forsook me because I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars. Or perhaps I sat in the company of the forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني. Or perhaps I enjoyed the conversation of vain jesters, so you kept up my friendship with them. أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني. Maybe you did not like for what I asked for you, so you sent me away. أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني. Or perhaps because of my offenses, you kept me away. أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني. Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. We have concluded earlier that there are some reasons behind our failures that we might not be aware of. There are some consequences for our actions, and our actions contribute to the emergence of our opportunities in worshipping, and also in the deprivation of the opportunities. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is telling us that we must try to create those opportunities for ourselves by having good deeds. Those who are tainted with some shortcomings and deviations throughout their life, they must try to purge themselves of these pollutions during the month of Ramadan. In fact, we are all invited to the divine meeting, this intimate meeting with Allah. And in this blessed month, we must try to get accustomed to being wary of God, so as to maintain piety, not just during the month of Ramadan, but to keep it for after this month.
The ocean of dua.
One of the best blessings of this great month of Ramadan is the opportunity to perform the most sublime forms of worship. This very dua, this very supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali is one of them. During this month, we are more careful of our actions. We do not eat every food. We try not to utter anything that comes out of our tongues. We try to control our eyes and ears, etc. And as such, the more we train ourselves in controlling in these things, the more we will benefit from the blessings of this month. And after this month, we must also try to keep everything that we have achieved, spiritually, of course, for the next month. And this is how we can survive this journey, this spiritual journey of love. There are many people who are devoted and pious, but they die sinful. There are also many people who are sinners, but they leave this world felicitous. What is the difference between these two? One must not even look down upon the sinners. This is the secret. Arrogance or self-admiration is most detestable to God. And that is why He does not give some people the opportunity to perform night prayers. It is because arrogance and ghurur is sometimes so harmful to man that it cannot even be compensated by these prayers. In this regard, we must always try to be wary of our hearts, and that the sins can invert the heart, and the fact that sins deprive us of the sweetness of the remembrance. O God, carry us in the ships of your deliverance and give us the enjoy and pleasure of these whispered prayers to you. And we can reach this by avoiding sins, by avoiding the sins that cause alienation of the heart from Allah the Exalted. And supplication is one of the things which man raises to Allah. And this is why we said that it is the ascending Quran which man raises to Allah after receiving the descending Quran from Him. So if we are detached from the descending Quran, from the infallibles and the Ahlul Bayt, we would undoubtedly be detached from the ascending Quran and the Ahlul Bayt as well. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.